This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at Patriot Mobile. If you find yourself turning on the news and feeling a little hopeless these days, you take your pick. Open borders or spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, elections coming after all. So I'm just to start talking about the new variant, Kev. You know, inflation, you name it. There's something you can do about all this, and that is buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together now more than ever. And there's one company that's been doing that with you since 2012. It's Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Broad nationwide coverage. They use the same towers as all the other major carriers. PatriotMobile.com/FlightFamily or call them at 972-PATRIOT. PatriotMobile.com/FlightFamily. Remember, you're supporting a company that loves America, loves you, shares your values, and special discounts for veterans, first responders, and for multi-line accounts, too. 972-PATRIOT. Welcome to another Friday edition of the Talk Radio Town Hall with Senator Kevin Cramer on the program today. Your calls welcome for him at 701-258-0550. 701-258-0550. Senator Cramer, welcome back.
Good to be in Bismarck.
Back home. Yo, look, right? North Dakota soil.
That's right.
Yeah. With real people.
Real people. Well, yeah, exactly. Although I tell you what, guys, I've had a lot of visitors. This is sort of the first spring that a lot of student groups, especially the close-up groups, have been able to come back since the pandemic. And, wow, I've had hundreds of students over the last month, and I had a nice group this week. In fact, just a little secret, there were half of the senior class from Strasburg came to see me, and there were four of them. And we met on the Capitol steps, and one of the questions I always ask, especially now, is, hey, were you able to get in into the Capitol yet? Because they've had tours shut down for, since the beginning of the pandemic. They just opened them to a limited extent, and they hadn't been able to get in, and I looked at them. I said, well, there's four of you, two chaperones. Let's give it a whirl. And we just walked in, and I said to the cops, they're with me, and we all got in, and we took a little tour of the Capitol. I felt kind of guilty about the next group that didn't get in, but with four, you can do some of those things. But it's kind of the special part of being us, you know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh, is that great. And those kids will remember that forever, you know?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was cool. None of them had been there before, so.
They probably know, I'm guessing, our friend Milo Hotzenbühler from Strasbourg.
Well, I didn't ask, but here's a funny thing that happened, though, you guys. I mean, this is way off topic, though, but we were standing there talking in the rotunda, looking at the artwork, which is just so spectacular, as you know, and in walks Steve Emerson. And Steve is this wonderful guy. You know, he's has sung in about 150 feature films. He's the voice of Aladdin in the cartoon, Pocahontas. He does all the male voice in that, the singing voices. He's a great guy. He sings worship music in the Capitol, or had been up until a couple of years ago, and now hopefully we'll bring that back on Wednesday evenings. But Steve's a great friend, and he stops by the office a lot, and he drops off cards of encouragement and prayer for me on a regular basis. And so he walked in, and I said, hey, Steve, come over here. I want to introduce you to some kids from, the hometown of Lawrence Welk. And being a big music celebrity, he was more than a little familiar with Lawrence Welk.
That is just so great. That really is. By the way, we're putting first-time callers to the front of the line today, and we've given out our quota of pet beds from the first hour. But if you want to do pillows or towels, we'll take care of you today. Pillows or towels, okay? I could go sheets too, I guess. We haven't given any away to those today. But let us know if you're a first-time caller. You got a MyPillow product today on the air. We love first-time callers, so give us a ring at 258-0550. A little bit of old business before we get to the calls and the new business today And that is, we had forwarded on to your office a concern from a listener who said the FSA was pricing calves in this new indemnity program lower than market. And I see you've just put out a letter to the USDA there. What's your take on that concern?
Well, it's a little weird, actually. Something had happened that I wasn't aware of. So it's called LIP, Livestock Indemnity Program. And as you know, Scott, as we've talked many times on this show, our livestock producers have very little safety net, right? In fact, they have a lot of things going against them, but they're also people that, you know, they're pretty self-reliant and don't ask for a lot. But, a few years ago, I think it was in 2014 Farm Bill, we created the Livestock Indemnity Program, which pays roughly 75%, and I'll get into that in a little bit, but of the value of a cow or a calf if you lose the calf. In other words, if it dies. So it's an indemnity that only pays if the critter actually dies, as opposed to, as you know, we have all these other things like grazing loss during a drought, or, you know, hay loss during the drought, all those things. But anyway, back to indemnity. And they did a rulemaking, they being the USDA, that was, pretty robust, and they came up with rules that it would pay 75% of the market value of the animal the day before the animal died. And so that obviously would mean that 75% of whatever the price was at the time of death, based on local, regional, and national pricing, obviously a little bit of a moving target, but at least it's market accurate. And in 2018, we re-upped that in the Farm Bill, but then they did a sort of an obscure rulemaking, Scott, that said they were going to make the payment 75% of the previous year. And I don't have to tell you that the cost of things today is a lot higher than the cost of things a year ago. When they changed this rule, they did it without a comment period. In other words,
of course,
comments.
Yeah. What a surprise, Jess. Dear leader, you decide for us, and we'll go screw process, right? My gosh.
Yeah, exactly. And so, anyway, we don't know. I don't know everything yet. We haven't heard back from, of course, the USDA, other than acknowledgement of the letter, which we sent earlier this week. So we'll see. I don't want to prejudge them too much. We're asking them to use the flexibility that they clearly have because they changed the rules without notice. So let's see what we can get done. Because I think the difference, Scott, is something like, probably $100 or more per calf in this case, in a cold weather event. But by the way, in the first round in 2014, as I recall, cold temperatures were not one of the eligible causes of death, and that did change in 2018. I think that was the only change statutorily in the 2018 Farm Bill. That was a change that Congress made. Then the new rule came out, and
as I recall from the situation, from the listener and Ashley who called, he said, he was saying that the value was around $400 for calves. What he was getting and the, whatever the cap was like $1.25, so it was considerably less. So hopefully.
So that's a good example, actually. And it's a nice round one, too. So simple guys like me can figure it out. We all know 75% of $400 is not $175. And what they're saying today is that, roughly it'd be $175 based on last year's market price. So, that's almost half, a little more than half of what it would be if you use today's market price. So so you got a call from Ashley. That's good to know. We've been getting a lot of calls on it. No surprise, I guess. And that's why we forwarded the letter on to the USDA.
Appreciate that. Let's get some calls here at 701-258-0550. Don Kenmare for Senator Kramer. Go.
Hey, guys. A real quick thing just to let people know. 52 going towards Minot through Kenmare. There's a bad accident there. They're trying to clean it up. They've got people detouring to go by the high school to get around the accident. So be careful. Lots of equipment there.
That's 52 Senator, where? Don, where'd you say 52?
52 right in Kenmare, right in the middle of Kenmare.
Got it. All right. Thank you.
Right. Senator, I know this is a broken record, but I gotta bring it up. I have a small trucking company, and in the last 4 days, fuel has gone up. Diesel fuel has gone up almost 50 cents a gallon. in 4 days, and nobody knows why. And it's already out of control the way it is. I mean, you remember back in 2008 when the economy took a, you know, just went collapsed. Fuel, a barrel of oil was $146, and fuel was like $4.64, I think is the highest I saw. But yet we're well over $5 a gallon now, and oil is around $100. Is there a little bit of issues, do you think, that it's somewhere somebody's kind of gouging the price or something?
Well, I don't. I wouldn't say gouging. That's, I'm not saying that it didn't happen or isn't happening, but I don't get that sense from this. I do think what's a little bit different this go around is that inflation affects everybody, obviously, right? So this isn't just simply a price of oil is going up real fast, and therefore the price of gasoline is going up. This is everybody in the supply chain is feeling wage pressure, cost pressure, all the way around. Much more regulation now for these same companies. So
more than answer.
All of that provides an option.
More than answer. We'll look. We just got to go to a break here, Don. Hang tight. By the way, 5.49 diesel in Bismarck today. 5.49 a gallon. So, I hear you.
Wow.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance. Kayleen, what do you tell folks when they ask who your insurance agent is and why?
I tell them that it's DJ Coulter with American Family. And why? Because he was the one and only person that was able to get my son life insurance when nobody else was able to. And I will forever be indebted to DJ for that. I love DJ. He's the most kind person I have ever met in my life.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio to start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
PetroServe USA says, come on in, have a cup of coffee with us, or a cappuccino, or a fountain pop, any size, 49 cents. PetroServe USA, big bag of the old Trapper beef jerky, $12.99, salted nut rolls, 3 for $2, liquid ice energy drink, 16-ounce size, 2 for $3.50, and a big 28-pack of water is just $3.99. Don't forget those tie-dye hoodies, too. Buy one, get one free. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dr. Peter McCullough is coming to Fargo 1 week from today. If you'd like a second opinion on COVID, I don't know. That used to be a thing with doctors, didn't it? Science? Where you say, hey, I wouldn't mind a second opinion. I guess I am.
Now we have the disinformation board, so that won't be allowed anymore. Yeah.
So Dr. Peter McCullough is coming, and I'm glad he's coming when he's coming because things have settled down a little bit. We have the benefit of time, and he'll be joined by an all-star group of folks. So one is lawyer Chris Kobach, who litigated the federal government on behalf of North Dakota against the COVID mandate. the vaccine mandate. So anyway, 7 p.m., 1 week from tonight, at the Avalon Event Center. Tickets are at eventbrite.com or at the North Dakota Conservative Advocates website, ndcan.org. They're the organization, along with Freedom Matters USA, that are bringing Dr. Peter McCullough, who now is, you know, internationally known, to Fargo, 7 p.m. next Friday, Avalon Event Center. Details at ndcan.org. Join us. I think it'll be a fascinating conversation. You wouldn't believe how hard it's been to set up a conversation with doctors, a private breakfast with doctors. Hey, doctors, do you want to, come to America? Their heads pop up, you know. It's just unbelievable.
Won't me.
I don't get it.
Easy there.
We do actually have about 20 bold ones that are willing to come down and have a conversation. So, whether you agree, disagree, whatever, be there. Senator Kramer, Don.
At the very least, Scott, you'd like them to be curious.
Exactly. Right.
Regardless how bold you are, you know.
There you go.
Be curious.
I thought we should maybe balance the answer for Don and Kenmare. Nancy Pelosi's answering the concern he has over fuel prices. Then you can finish here. Go ahead with the speaker.
Here's the thing. There are many aspects to this, but the price of gas and the price of oil have an impact on the price of many other things, including the price of food. So lowering cost at the pump, lowering cost at the kitchen table, that's what Democrats are about.
There you go. So they'll fix it. It sounds
what
like
they're about,
Senator. Yeah.
Well, just to be clear, her actually, this is some of the better economics I've ever heard come from her. She's right about the fact that the price of energy is oftentimes a leader in terms of the price of everything, because it is part of every value chain. And so I give her that. Here's the difference though right now in what's going on, and that is that while energy prices are high and they are somewhat a driver, everything's very high, and it's not all driven by energy. And so then what you end up with is this very dangerous dynamic that's taking place. It, you know, you have a lot of wage pressure. I mentioned that, you know, earlier with Don. There's a lot of wage pressure that didn't exist back in 2008. In fact, when you look at what we have today with a workforce shortage in every category, I mean, everything from the high tech to the lowest tech to seasonal workers, farm workers, you guys hear it every day, no doubt. And so that's a major factor. The additional regulations that have been put on by this administration and the administration prior to the Trump administration, the other one that Joe Biden was a part of, those regulations have all added to the cost of all of these things. And then just the broken supply chain itself, plus the price signals that have been sent to the markets because of over, more regulation. And so there's a lot to it. Now, I don't know, you know, I'm not in the business, so to speak, but I do know that the dynamics of price and supply are exactly that, dynamics. These are not linear things. So she draws a very simple linear example, you know, that the price of gas and the price of oil go up at exactly the same increments. They don't, any more than the other input prices. It's all of them together, plus the other costs that they all have to bear, that creates this inflation monster that we're in right now.
And do you think that Don has a point that given the increases here, that there is gouging going on? Just quick answer on that. I mean, do you see any concerns around the antitrust?
I don't get that sense. I'm sorry, Don. Go ahead.
No, he's listening. But appreciate the call, Don. We're gonna keep going.
Yeah, it's a good point, and I'd be interested in other people's thoughts about it as well.
Dwight and Crystal for Senator Kramer. Go ahead, Dwight.
Yes, I'm sure Senator Kramer, you slept just as well as I did last night.
Did I slept just as well? Did you say actually? I did sleep in my own bed.
That was good. Yeah. Sorry, Dwight. Go ahead.
Now we have a board who is with. Now we know there's going to be no more misinformation out there, and the person running it is absolutely fantastic. He's never been wrong.
Yeah.
I'm a person.
No, so he's not, yeah, that's, yeah, no, I sleep very well, as a regular, on a regular basis, right? Just so you know, my certainty, is, allows me to sleep well. However, that and my pillow. But that said, to his point, Scott, I mean, really, can you even believe what we're witnessing? A disinformation position? I mean, what is that? It can only
be government,
one thing.
And the government is the arbiter here.
Exactly right. Well, they're so afraid of what Elon Musk has done in with Twitter and what he's going to do with Twitter. Just the threat of it has got them all in knots. My goodness gracious. But it gets back to your point about Dr. McCullough coming to Fargo and finding it difficult to get, you know, people curious enough to listen, that ought to be very curious and ought to be listening. We're not allowing alternative views anymore
Are you aware the executive director of this disinfo board actually had said not all that long ago that Hunter Biden's laptop was like a, you know, political hit job, yeah, and didn't believe in. Yeah. She's the executive director that the White is talking.
Yeah, no, and she's a big champion of the Hillary Clinton campaign's Steele dossier that they used to that the FBI used to spy on the president. I mean, just think of that. That's their idea of disinformation. In other words, disinformation to a liberal is whatever a conservative says or whatever anybody says that they don't agree with. That's disinformation. So, anyway, no, it's frightening to think that our government has gotten to that point. Of course, this won't be a Senate confirmed position. In fact, it's contrived. It's a new position. But hopefully the pushback will be such that we actually make progress the other direction. But I worry a little bit, Scott. I was thinking about this morning, in fact, visiting with some staff about it. This is what happens when you take an entire generation and you sort of coddle them into believing that, there's only one source of truth out there. What's ironic to me, though, is when you have all these social media platforms and you have access to so much information, both social media and just the internet in general, just the opposite should be happening. But I think that's what frightens the left. There's so many opportunities to get diverse information that they need to find a way to filter all that diverse information down to only what they want people to see.
You want to talk about disinformation? The little White House movie set that they created yesterday, the president of the United States held a roundtable on how they're building a small business boom.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, is that not disinformation?
Well, yes, it is. Some of it's just his personal confusion, perhaps. Although when it comes to economics, they're guilty of disinformation every day, all day long. I mean, Chuck Schumer says everybody knows the only way to bring inflation down is to eliminate the tax cuts from the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, the Trump tax cuts from 5 years ago. It's like, I think that resulted in a really booming economy and very low inflation. And just to remind you, Mr. President, here's real information. Inflation was 1.4% when you took office, President Biden. 1.4%. Alarms went off at 1.7%. It's now 8.5%, and it's somehow it's Vladimir Putin's problem.
And worse than North Dakota, crazy, by the way. So, Dwight, you're a first-time caller. Can I get you a MyPillow?
Oh, how about some towels?
Towels? Absolutely. Yeah. You got your 4 MyPillows. You're a loyal customer. All right, no problem. You just tell us what color you want on the towels. And,
plus, Dwight's already sleeping really well, remember?
Right. Yeah, exactly right. He sleeps very well because of the disinfo board. Hang on, Dwight. Don't go away. We'll get the info. More coming up, folks.
Tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson. He was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming April auctions include nearly 1,500 acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in Slope, Stark, Hettinger, and Dunn counties in western North Dakota, 224 acres of exceptional cropland in Grand Forks County, and 320 acres of exceptional crop and hunting land in Griggs County, and further auctions in Pembina, Stutzman, Wells, and Burley counties in North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Food and Drug Administration on Thursday proposed 2 new rules that would ban menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars. FDA Commissioner Robert Califf announced the new rules while testifying before a congressional subcommittee, saying that these actions are appropriate for the protection of the public health.
These proposed product standards, if finalized, would represent a public health victory, helping significantly reduce youth initiation and increase the chances that current smokers quit.
President Biden came under fire Thursday for the creation of the Disinformation Bureau created under his Homeland Security Department. Critics are sounding the alarm, saying this is just a way for the government to police free speech online. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley called the new board a disgrace that was designed to monitor all American speech. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today by PetroServe USA. This is the part of the program where I make you hungry today. And actually, a labor of love. It's not work for me to tell you about great food like, for instance, a popcorn chicken bowl. That sounds like something to be good for today. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Chip beef. I had you at beef, I know. Or fish and fries in Valley City today. Lasagna in Harwood. Country fried steak on 12th and I-29. Is this a North Dakota menu or what? Meatloaf on NP Avenue, downtown Fargo. PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you. Senator Kramer, I saw you with Neil Cavuto this week, and he was talking about meat packers being grilled by Congress amid rising prices and
pardon the pun.
and had taken a pretty strong opinion on that. Yeah, exactly. Grilled. Yeah, thank you. And anyway, for the listeners that missed this, I want to share this little dialogue between Neil Cavuto and Senator Kramer.
To Senator Kevin Kramer right now, the North Dakota Republican. Senator, you know, I know we look for villains in this sort of thing, just like we go to the oil guys if oil prices run up, or we go after the health care guys if health care costs are going up, or the insurance guys if the cost for that coverage gets out of whack. I don't know if I see villains here. I just see, you know, a lot of supply and demand issues and all of that, but I don't see any nefarious, you know, criminal types who were, you know, caballing together to rig the system against average folks, but maybe that's just me.
Well, Neil, whether it's that coordinated or not, there is, in my view, a concentration problem. When four packers have, 85% of the market, and two of the four packers are foreign-owned, Neil, that is at least worth looking into. For me personally, the way I prefer to tackle this problem is to knock down barriers to entry for other producers, for other packers, for smaller, you know, maybe state, more state or regional packers, and provide an opportunity for more customized, beef or other livestock for that matter. So I prefer to tackle it that way, but I don't completely let these big packers off the hook either, because they're vertically integrated and they have an awful lot of market power.
All right. Well, I stand corrected, Senator. That makes it's a little bit of sense. You know, North Dakota's known for you guys have great beef out there.
Yes,
and are smaller players behind the eight ball competing with these big guys?
Well, it's very difficult for them to do that, Neil, but there's more of that happening. We have a relatively new facility, in fact, in southwestern North Dakota, started up, obviously, to combat some of this, to provide an alternative market. You have to remember, North Dakota is the furthest from the big packers of just about any state that produces beef, so we do have some additional challenges with our proximity. But we also have this ongoing battle about whether a rancher or producer ought to have the opportunity to market directly to a specific packer in more of a forward fashion, as opposed to a more transparent, day-to-day market or auction. I think producers ought to have those options available to them, and packers ought to have those options. But I just like to offer more options in the form of smaller opportunities, smaller producers, more customized producers. And, you know, you have one of the problems you have, Neil, is the lack of inspectors from the USDA. North Dakota is one state that happens to have a federally recognized state inspector program. I think more of that kind of thing, offering the opportunity for contiguous selling across state lines of these state-licensed facilities might be one way to go. But it's all capital-intensive, too, Neil. Right.
No, it makes sense.
A lot of problems and a lot of problem solvers.
No, you enlightened me. Senator Kevin Cramer, very good seeing you again, sir.
Did you think you were going to go on talking about meat packing, or are you going to talk about inflation?
No, I was supposed to talk about inflation, but the problem was the story before my interview, and Neil Cavuto's very good about this. He throws curveballs a lot. That the story before that was about these hearings going on in the House, and so, no, I was not at all prepared to talk about it, other than I've been preparing myself for 10 years to talk about it, because I've listened so closely to so many people, and there's so many, as you know, Scott, there's so many opinions just within the industry itself. It's hard. But what I didn't want, and I appreciated Neil, because frankly, Neil Cavuto doesn't often say I stand corrected, in case you have you ever watched him.
And, good point. Nor any anchor on network television ever. Yeah.
No, that's true. But anyway, they're smart guys. But I didn't want him to believe that there wasn't something nefarious perhaps going on. I really do worry about the concentration of our meat packers. And what I didn't get into is the fact that the price of steak goes up, at a much, much higher rate than the price of a cow. Now, this is similar to the discussion we had earlier about oil and gas. There are a lot of dynamics for sure, but what's different is the oil and gas industry is not as concentrated as the meatpacking industry is. That's a very, very concentrated industry where there's still a lot of competition in the oil and gas sector, but they're both commodity based. So there are a lot of factors in the economics of it. I enjoyed it when it was all done. I took a deep breath and thought, geez, I might have prepared a little differently.
That's why I played it, because I think the caller earlier, we all have these frustrations, yeah. And it's a good conversation, and it fixes are the way to do this, and you've got some great ideas there, as we talked about before, of just opening up the market, get more competition, and do it even in stages. Doug and Candu next for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Doug.
Hi, Senator Cramer. I just wanted to thank you for your help and your staff's help with the Small Business Administration loan that I was trying to get. It took over 6 months for me to get it going, and I finally called your office, and within 3 days, it was a done deal. So I just wanted to thank you very much for your help.
Well, thanks, Doug, for that. So every now and then, Scott, you get one of these, right? One of my frustrations, though, with Doug's example that he just shared, and this is the first I've heard of it, is that within 3 days of an inquiry by my office, the SBA offered the loan. Now, the SBA's criteria for approving a loan doesn't change. The only thing that changed was that the senator inquired. So why couldn't it have been done, if not 6 months ago, 5 months ago, or 4 months ago?
Can I answer
What's different about an inquiry?
Could I answer that? Can I answer
that? Please.
And Doug, see if you agree. The swamp. An evil blob bureaucracy. It just is inefficient. That'd be my answer and why that, to your question.
So, that's a good answer, Scott. It is the efficiency of the bureaucracy itself. One of the reasons the PPP program worked as well as it did, and it wasn't perfect, we did make some adjustments in second and third rounds, and particularly on the forgiveness side and whatnot, but one of the reasons that we were able to dispatch so many small business loans so quickly, even though we used the SBA format, was that we delivered it by local banks. And to their credit, our local banks, particularly our community banks, but also our credit unions, and certainly even our big banks, they delivered by using their mechanisms, their networks, their systems, and then the borrower wasn't burdened with all that SBA bureaucracy. And I think we should look for opportunities to do a lot more of this in other areas of the government. And I did not set Doug up to make this call so I could give this speech, but it is something I think a lot about. How do you reduce the bureaucracy and have a more efficient and effective government? And I think you can do it by getting rid of the government and using more of the existing private sector.
Thank you, Doug. We're going to keep going here. Lots of calls waiting to get in with Senator Kramer. Sean in Fargo, you're next.
Hey, yes, I'd just like to comment on the military vaccines. I have two children who are in the local guard unit here. I'm not going to say Air or Army, just so it's
sure
so people don't know. But so anyway, my
they're both
son,
great.
They're both unvaccinated and refused to get it. My son was called yesterday saying, whatever the process has ended, you have three options: get vaccinated, process out, or you can appeal. And he's obviously not getting vaccinated. He's only got a short time left, which we were hoping he could ride it out. But he's just at the point now where he's just going to probably get out, which is not what he wants to do, but he's done fighting it. So I just wondered if there's anything at all going forward to change this.
So it's interesting, Scott. I get a lot of these questions, not just military, but lots of them. And just this week, we put together a spreadsheet of that includes now 90 actions that I have participated in, whether it's bills, congressional review acts, letters. Over 90 of them to try to combat this nonsense, the absolute nonsense of the CDC and, you know, the health department overall, the bureaucracy again overall. And a lot of it's focused on vaccine mandates and mask mandates. No huge surprise there. Roger Marshall and I have worked really hard on this particular topic, this specific topic, but is, you know, we just don't have the numbers to override this president, this commander in chief, and frankly, his rather woke leadership in the Department of Defense. It's been greatly disappointing. First of all, people should know this is not the fault of the North Dakota National Guard and the North Dakota National Guard leadership. Not the Army, not the Air, not the Adjutant General that oversees it all. So I don't know, going forward, we're just going to keep fighting the fight. We keep introducing the bills. We keep trying to overturn the president. We try to more importantly encourage him to change.
It's
absolutely disgusting. Especially at a time, again, Scott, where we are short of people. We have workforce shortages everywhere, including our military, including in national defense, the most important thing, frankly, the most legitimate thing that the federal government does. And it's over. Didn't Fauci say this week that it's largely under control? Was that rude? I shouldn't have said that. I was thinking worse things, Scott.
You can be forgiven because that's how you release little release valve there. Yeah, ding-a-ling is good.
I really feel for this. I mean, this is awful. Yeah. This is an awful example that just frustrates me almost to tears sometimes.
Sean, my only two cents there would be tell your son to, you know, appeal it and keep battling. Keep battling and hope for common sense to prevail here. Robert in Kandu. We must be number one with a bullet in Kandu today because here's the second caller from Kandu. I love it. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, hi, Senator. This is Bob out of Kandu. Say, I just lost my job because I forgot to renew my license. I didn't receive a notice from the Department of Motor Carriers. And if it's over a year, you lose your license. So I have to do the whole license over. I can't work until I get my license restored. So far, I haven't been working for a week. And it seems like such a harsh punishment for not getting my picture taken. Now, is there anything we can do to change that?
First of all, I agree with you. That is a harsh. I mean, I think if our license is lapsed, guys, don't we like just go in late and get it done? I don't know, but I let me check into it. Bob, what I'd like to do is, first of all, I'd like to take on your case specifically. So we'll need to get your personal information. There's things you have to sign, all that. If we're not already, I'd like to. And then after that, though, I'm going to look into the legislating and see if there's not a better way to deal with a lapsed license, especially in the pandemic. Let's face it. people were not really responsive. And when I say people, I don't mean
well,
you.
Well, he's
mean
saying he didn't get a notification. Bob, hang on a second here.
That's the years of thing.
Right. Hang on, Bob. Don't go away. We'll get your information. Scott Hinton here. So excited to tell you about in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all of the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I've been in Norway 179 times, and I'm inviting you to join us on tour in beautiful Norway for one of our five escorted beautiful tours of Norway. We will even assist you with your ties to Norway. If it is from Norway, we will find the family for you. The Best of Norway Tour, Scandinavia, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. Norway Luxury Tour 1, Norway Luxury Tour number 2, and Southern Norway, the World War II exhibits. Enjoy hundreds of waterfalls and fjords, all settled in the beautiful mountains of Norway. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Call today 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited, 800-343-0093. Online at juventours.com.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC Rewards. He's for a lifetime. The truck came in again, so there's even more new Buicks and GMCs. I told you they're arriving daily. And over 75 pre-owned trucks, SUVs. Most come with Schwann's exclusive lifetime powertrain warranty to give you peace of mind, to keep you secure. Find out more. Shop, click, drive now. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
11 before the top of the hour, final segment with Senator Kevin Cramer. I want to play a clip from a speech, I guess, yesterday by President Biden, and want to get your serious, response to what it might be time to do, given the leader of the free world is clearly incapable of just even basic speech. Listen to this.
In addition to this supplemental funding, I'm also sending to Congress a comprehensive package of that will enhance our underlying effort to accommodate the Russian oligarchs and make sure we take their ill-begotten gains. We're going to accommodate them. We're going to seize their yachts, their luxury homes, and other ill-begotten gains of Putin's kleptocracy. Kleptocracy. The guys who are the kleptocracies. But these are bad guys. This legislative package strengthens our law enforcement capabilities.
Senator Cramer, when you hear that, do you think it's time for, you know, serious discussion about whether this guy's fit to be president? I can't hear Senator Cramer.
Video of it too. I know there's a video. There's a video out there of it as well, and it looks scary. I guess if it was a one-time deal, I wouldn't think much of it. I mean, listen, I've been there. You know, we've had our moments, right? But it's just that it keeps happening and happening. So, I don't know the guy, frankly. I've not been around him. My only conversation with him has been on video conferencing on Ukraine issues. But, I don't know. I don't want to pass that judgment right now. The people closest to him are the ones that ought to be looking out for him, starting with the First Lady and the other people around him. But, reading a teleprompter is not easy for a lot of people to do, and maybe, although whoever wrote accommodate should be fired. That the first thing he should do is say, who wrote this into the teleprompter? Accommodate. We're going to accommodate the oligarchs. Start with that. Cause that clearly threw him off. This was just my take, Scott, but he seemed to know that accommodate seemed like the wrong word, even though he couldn't say the other words.
Probably wasn't the word.
That seemed
who knows? Yeah. I mean,
who knows? Yeah. So I don't want to pass that judgment on him. I'm not a doctor, but I've never even played one on TV.
Texter says, ask Mr. Cramer if he will push to suspend all immigration for 2 years after we win the House and Senate, as he predicts.
You know, it's a really great point, frankly, because immigration, what we need is a skills-based immigration system, because we're so woefully short of particular skill sets in this country. Well, a whole bunch of skill sets in this country. Instead, we have this asylum program where all you do is come and claim asylum, and they turn you loose, and then they house you for a while, and you're not allowed to work in the United States. So with this influx, how do we get a handle on it? Do you just stop all immigration? I guess that's what this person's asking, for a year or two while you get your arms wrapped around it. The problem is there doesn't seem to be any interest by the left on getting our arms wrapped around it. So if we get full control, you could push for that. But, you know, the president has veto power over any legislation you'd pass, first of all. And second of all, the president, you know, does have an awful lot of power and authority over international affairs, including immigration. So we'll just keep applying the pressure to, you know, as I said the other day, build the wall, restore remain in Mexico, repeal this crazy catch and release thing, do all the things that Donald Trump did, and then maybe we take, you know, take a look at it, and while we will stop the flow.
Their plans to lift the Title 40.
Total blank ban, I'm not sure that makes sense.
Their plans to lift Title 42, actually. Well, and I was just going to ask you, I mean, that was an example of lawyering up here and just taking this stuff to court, right? I mean, that's a tool till November, isn't it?
Really important point, Scott, because the thing that the Trump administration did, and along with Mitch McConnell, that was, of course, add a whole bunch of judges. I'm reading a book right now that's really good on the history of the court, the recent history of the court, and the attempts to stop the deep state, and the successful attempts to stop the deep state. So, yeah, we do need to continue to litigate. That's not natural for conservatives, but we do need to litigate. And the Title 42 example is a good one. But unfortunately, we shouldn't need Title 42, because Title 42 is to stop the spread of a pandemic. And so it's been a useful tool, and President Trump used it very effectively. But what we ought to do is go back to the previous administration's policies of building a wall, you know, restoring remain in Mexico, repealing catch and release, cooperate and collaborate with the Mexican military, and secure our border. And then we can then we can get back to it. I do think, though, Scott, I remain believing that we need to, in a bipartisan way, find some sort of common sense immigration policy that brings the right people into the United States, the people that we need to do jobs that aren't getting done. And that includes, like I said, everything from low tech to high tech to seasonal farm workers and everybody in between.
Leave you with a couple of comments here today. If Trump would have said the stuff like Biden did, they would have had him out the door already. Another says,
Without a question.
U.S. cattle producers are thinking that if we stopped importing 2.5 billion tons of meat every year from 31 different countries, that would help. What do you think?
Well, but we're not protectionists. Obviously, we believe in global markets. I think I'd rather sell a lot more of our cattle to other countries and work closer with places like Japan, who already buys a lot. Japan, Taiwan, which buys a lot of our beef, but continue to work on something along those lines. But we should shut off the imports of beef from unsafe places. And I've
got to go, folks,
for that. And when I say unsafe, I mean places that have bad beef.
Senator, thank you. Great.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
North Dakota's first pre-K through grade 12 classical education has arrived. Capstone Classical Academy engages students to acquire wisdom, cultivate virtue, and pursue rigorous academic study with a Christian worldview. Our students will study what is good, what is true, and what is beautiful for the purpose of glorifying God and benefiting their community. Capstone is currently enrolling students grades pre-K through 6. To learn more or enroll your child, go to capstoneclassical.com, a Hillsdale College member school.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.